Hi, thank you for calling the NEC Baby Formula Helpline. My name is Shireen, speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Oh, Justin Hall.
All right, you can go ahead and transfer him. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Hello, Justin?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right.
My name is Shireen, and I will be further assisting you on a recorded line. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the NEC baby formula lawsuit?
Yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
The gentleman who I just spoke with.
So that's a lead generator. They wouldn't be an attorney.
No, well, yeah, I spoke with an attorney recently to explain my situation to him.
Okay, and did you sign any documents with them?
I signed like a waiver or something like that.
Do you know the attorney or the firm that you spoke with?
I totally forgot.
Okay, so let me run you through the process. Tell me if anything sounds familiar. So normally the lead generator will transfer you over to us. So what I do on my end, I'm an intake specialist, so I will ask you all the required questions regarding filing a claim. So, you know, exposure with NEC and stuff like that, like very in-depth. And then towards the end of it, I send you these documents. The documents is a basically legal representation that you sign. Do you recall signing any legal representation or speaking to anyone telling them everything regarding NEC and how you were affected by it?
Yes.
So you did go through that?
Yeah, I did go through that.
And then towards the end of the call, they sent you documents to sign?
Yes.
Okay. When did you speak to this person?
Maybe a week, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago? Okay, so normally when you sign these documents, they also send you a follow-up email with those documents. Do you happen to have it?
I'm actually looking right now.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure or confirm that you have legal representation before moving forward.
Okay.
And just making sure it's not the inquiry that you filled out instead.
Okay, I got to put my way in there.
In the meantime, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a text from my direct line. What you can do is when you find the email, screenshot it so I can take a look at it and send it to me. Okay?
Okay. A lot of stuff in my email.
Right. No worries. Maybe what you could do is you can go in the search bar of your email and look up NEC. Or look up lawsuit.
Okay, hold on. Thank you.
Did you find it?
Not exactly.
You can try Google, I mean, not Google, searching in your email lawsuit. See if you can find anything there.
You know, I think I saved it. Because you said the documents, correct?
Documents, correct. It mentions, you know,
okay,
your name, your address, your social security number.
Yeah, I think I downloaded that. excuse me, if I'm not mistaken, I think I downloaded it.
Yeah, see if you can find it. I just want to confirm that it is legal representation. That's all.
Yeah.
And just not the inquiry. Because I've had, there's been times in the past where I've spoke to people where they thought they had legal representation, but it was actually just filling out the inquiry to, you know, speak to someone.
Okay.
So I just want to confirm that. Go ahead.
This is a fraud consent document. Policy practices.
Does it say the attorney's the firm?
On here. Let me see. Phone number. Information. Okay. I screenshotted them. Let me see.
Yeah, screenshot it and send it to me. I texted you from a 949 number. I can look at them right now.
Okay. Did you get it?
No, I have not received them yet.
Okay, they just loaded up. They should be coming up.
Okay, I think I just received them. Let me look. Huh, okay. From what I'm seeing, this does look like representation, but it's not showing. Who you're being represented by.
Yeah,
That's so weird.
They sent me that because he asked me a bunch of questions. And he also has sent me that document to fill out in the middle of the conversation.
How long was your call in regards to giving information?
Oh my gosh, that.
If you had to estimate, like, was it like 20 minutes, 10 minutes?
Yeah, maybe a little close to 20, 25 minutes or so. I was actually, I got sick that week. I was kind of,
Okay, you know what? Justin, give me, I have a feeling, I have a strong feeling this is just for the transfer company. Give me 1 second, Justin. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have my manager look at this really quick just to confirm before I get you off the phone, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, 1 second. Hello, Justin? Hi, Justin, can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So I reviewed these documents with my team, and from what I'm seeing, these documents is the transfer team. So the people that just transferred you over to them, this is a transfer team. So this is just giving you giving them permission to transfer you over to them, to us. That's what that is.
Okay. Because I'm trying to see. I'm trying to still check my email, see anything else.
Yeah, so from what I'm understanding, so from reading through it and seeing the company name is the company that transferred you to us, so that's not a firm. So the signatures that you signed, from what I'm seeing, is basically you giving them consent that they can transfer you over to us so we can help you file a claim.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Usually the documents regarding legal representation are a lot more descriptive than this because it doesn't just have names and signatures. It has everything,
okay.
All your information.
Okay.
So again, I do have to ask you this. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Well, then, no.
Okay.